you have any projects? I know right now we're in the studio talking as you're recording.
Right.
And working with Mr. Bill Vorndyk, one of the best in the West, for sure.
I love working with Bill.
He's been doing it a long time, too.
Bill and I started working together in the early 90s and just clicked. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bill, he's a very, very thorough engineer. I don't have to think about that part. I can sit in mixes with him and kind of tell him what I'm thinking overall, and he gets it.
Yeah.
He's just real, he's a wonderful guy to work with.
And this project you're doing now, what's this for?
Most of my recording projects have been for the gift shop market.
Mm-hmm.
And probably some of the commercial people may kind of think that's a second-rate kind of way to go, but for me, it's been wonderful because it's given me the opportunity to produce instrumental music. I mean, these 80 or so CDs that I've produced, I've basically produced about three vocal music groups. I had the opportunity to produce Michael Card, who's a fabulous Christian artist, but that was because he heard my other work.
Right.
And then we did one called Smoky Mountain Singing. But in general, it's given me an opportunity to produce instrumental music, and which is what I love it. You know, I get a chance to play more and feature all the instruments that we play and feature great players, work with great players. Yeah, so the gift shop market's been great for me because sometimes, like, for example, we did four Cajun records, and I hired Jerrell Saunier to play the Cajun squeeze box on them. Well, they put those out with Joel name on the front cover, still in the gift shop market format, instrumental things. And those CDs have sold at least as well, or not better, than his major label CDs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we've sold 50,000 plus on each one of the CDs, which a lot of roots music people would love to sell 50,000.
Joel's a great player and a great guy.
Yeah. And we had a great time doing those recordings. In fact, we did those at Masterland.
That's right. It's back when we met. Well, before that, I met you when you first started coming there with Bill.
Right.
That's when we first met, back in the early 90s. So do you have a preference for playing live or in the studio, or do you like them both the same?
I love both. There's a different kind of energy from both. I mean, when you're playing live, okay, there's different kinds of playing live. Most of the playing that I do live are entertaining people. So I do my best to entertain, which is a different mindset than how hard a player can I be.
Right.
Sometimes it's how hard a lick I can do, but most of the time it's, you know, pulling the right song, the right tune, the right whatever. Playing in the studio is a whole different thing. It's like focus on your instrument. And I'm also a big picture guy, which is why it's fun for me to produce, because I get to arrange and I get to do all kinds of, you know, put the whole big picture together.
Mm-hmm. You have anything coming up that you want people to know about? Or is there you have any shows coming up or any special events?
Well, I'm not sure when your magazine comes up.
We're going to come out in a few days, so it'll be covering the next
great.
Couple months.
Well, this Saturday we're doing the Heart Gala with the Craig Duncan Orchestra at the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center.
Wow.
Which we had the opportunity to play the symphony ball. I have dance, or it's called a Craig Duncan Orchestra, but it's basically a dance band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll be using an 11-piece band, four horns, trumpet, trombone, two saxes, and I play guitar and violin during dinner music, play violin during dinner music and guitar during the dance set. In addition to the five of those, there's drums, keyboards, bass, another guitar player, a female vocalist, and a male vocalist. So most of them are 11 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing that for the Heart Gala this weekend, the 13th and 14th of February. We'd love to have people come out and join us on the General Jackson Showboat. We're playing the Valentine's Cruises. The 13th is a Saturday night. I think it boards around 6 o'clock, 6:15. And on Sunday night, they're a little earlier. It's like 5 or 5:15, cruises 6 to 10, something like that. It's an evening of beautiful music and a wonderful dinner and dancing. It's not an after-dinner show. It's just good music and dancing.
Right.
And we really gear it that way with a lot of variety music. We'll play everything from swing and show tune, pretty stuff for dinner, and to, you know, oldies and what you'd expect to really get out and boogie a little bit for dance.
So for people to visit you online on the web, give us your website address.
Website is craigduncan.net. Mm-hmm. Craigduncan.com is a Scottish film producer.
You found that out.
Yeah, I did. So it's craigduncan.net. We're also going to be playing the Swan Ball in May. We'll be playing most of the things that we do are gala events, weddings, private party, that kind of thing. I'm talking about the dance band.
Right.
But it's, like I said, this 13th, 14th, it is open to the public. We'd love to have you come out and join us.
Maybe I can talk my wife into it.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
It's a fun time.
Brownie points.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, Craig, I really appreciate you doing this, man. Thank you very, very much.
Glad to do it for you.
And the magazine appreciates it.
Thanks for asking me.
And good luck with this record.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Take care.